One of the country's most fundamental environmental laws is under threat. President Trump is rolling back NEPA. That's the National Environmental Policy Act, which has been on the books since 1970. NEPA requires federal agencies to consider a project's potential environmental impacts before deciding whether to approve it. Public comment is also built into the process. The Trump administration has been working toward the NEPA rollback for months, saying the change would bring infrastructure and energy projects to life without unnecessary delays. Some people believe NEPA could use some tweaking, but Cheryl Nen with Milwaukee Riverkeeper says the law has resulted in reducing environmental impacts, including to Underwood Creek in Elm Grove. Nen met WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz there for a living example of NEPA's impact.
Underwood Creek was the preferred option for the city of Waukesha returning flow back to Lake Michigan. They were the first community that sought a Great Lakes diversion for their drinking water supply. One of the requirements was they had to return the water that was used by them. They have to clean that water and then return it back to the Great Lakes where they got it from. And so that was a big question because there's many different ways you can get the water back to Lake Michigan. And their preferred option was Underwood Creek, which is why Milwaukee Riverkeeper was involved. Underwood Creek is a tributary to the Menominee River. It looks fairly small today, but it had huge problems with flooding, probably one of the most flashy or flood-prone streams in the state of Wisconsin. There's a huge flood management project that was well over $100 million that was built in the Milwaukee County grounds, and that's essentially where Underwood Creek meets the Menominee River. What happens is when Underwood Creek gets to a certain height, parts of the flow of Underwood Creek go into those detention basins, and that's really to kind of slow down the water and protect the city of Wauwatosa and downstream communities from flooding. So we were very concerned about Waukesha returning their flow back through this creek.
So you didn't want to have things move backward instead of, at least maintain what had been improved, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were really concerned about the impacts on the water quality and water quantity or flood risk from using this creek to return their flow back to Lake Michigan. Yeah.
So how did NEPA factor into the exploration of whether this would be the best route?
So NEPA basically, says when there's federal funding on a project, there needs to be a process to be able to look at the environmental effects of major actions. And to be able to, have that apples-to-apples comparison of environmental impacts, but also socioeconomic impacts as well. They were also looking at a root river alternative, and there was a direct return, which would essentially would have been building a very long pipe from the city of Waukesha all the way back to the city of Milwaukee somewhere to discharge the water. Really, NEPA is a process. It's a process of being able to analyze the environmental impacts of alternatives, but it's also a process for getting public input, allowing the public to weigh in on the alternatives in which they see as kind of the best or the worst alternatives based on impacts to their communities. It's been very helpful in, also being a way to get the public involved in providing feedback on a lot of these projects.
So then public comment also factored into the process.
Public comment did factor into the process, for sure.
Cheryl, if NEPA were to be significantly weakened or disappear, what would environmental concerns and review look like in Wisconsin? What could that look like?
The state of Wisconsin has their own version of NEPA, which we often call, WEPA. I think if the federal law was weakened significantly or, God forbid, deleted, we still have a state policy process. But, having that federal requirement helps, especially if a lot of state projects that are large, like highway construction projects are another example of that. That's Wisconsin DOT project, but it's getting federal funding, so it has to meet federal standards, right? So even if the federal standards go away, it's hard to believe that the state WEPA would have the same quality that it has today. I mean, it's hard to know, frankly.
But it would likely make the work of organizations such as yours
more important.
More important.
Yeah.
A tougher haul.
Yes.
That was environmental reporter Susan Bentz talking with Cheryl Nen with Milwaukee Riverkeeper.